Rabbeinu Zal says, Al yedei ma she'odom no v'nod b'seich b'esoi, through the process, the procedure, whereby a person wanders, the word no v'nod means goes back and forth. Paces in his house. Yochel lahachyos mason. A person can perform tchiasa mason by pacing in the house. Kemoishekosov be'elisha, as is brought clearly in Novi by the case of Elisha Novi, kishehechyo es ben hashunamis, when he brought back to life the child of the Isha Hashunamis. You remember he gave her a bracha to have a child. She had a child. He came in one day saying his head hurt. They put him on a bed. He passed away. She sent for Elisha immediately. Elisha came rushing to the house, and he went into the room of the child. He closed the door, and the pasuk says over there, "Vayelech achas heino va'achas heino," that Elisha Hanavi walked once this way and once that way, meaning he paced to go back and forth. And we see clearly that's what's written right where it says that he brought him back to life. It says, "Vayelech achas heino va'achas heino." Then he lay down on top of the child, put his mouth on his, did his shtatchus literally on top of the child, and brought him back to life. But note, what does it say before that? "Vayelech achas heino va'achas heino." There must have been a reason for that. The pacing itself has something to do with performing tchiyas ha-mesim. Now Rabbeinu Zal is going to explain why. "Umuva b'tikunim," it's brought in the Tikkuni Zohar, Tikkun Yud Gimel, if not for the branches of the lungs, which rest on the heart, heat, if not for the air conditioning system on it, the lungs, it would burn up the body. Rabbeinu Zal says the lungs and the heart correspond to Yaakov Avinu and Yosef HaTzadik. How? Ki Yaakov hu bechinas emes. We know that Yaakov is emes, kama shekosuf titein emes li Yaakov. Ve emes hu bechinas teiro. Emes refers to teiro, kama shekosuf, as the pasuk says, in Malachi, teiras emes. Hu beha teiro yesh chamisho sforim. And in the teiro there are five books. Keneged chamisho kanfei reya. The Tikkun Ezer says the five chamoshim correspond to the five branches of the lungs. So we see that the lungs are Torah. Torah is Emes. Emes is Yaakov. Yaakov Avinu is the lungs. V'yosef hu bechinas lev. Yosef HaTzadik is the concept of the heart. Ki Yosef nikro tzofnas paneach. Paroi gave Yosef HaTzadik a nickname. He called him tzofnas paneach. Tzofun means hidden. Paneach means to reveal. He called him tzofnas paneach. That he saw that Yosef HaTzadik knew the explanation for hidden items. When he explained to him the dream, he called him Tzofnas Paneach. You are the one who reveals hidden items, hidden explanations. So we see that Yosef HaTzadik is Bechinas Tzofnas, Tzofun, hidden. Uksiv, and the Pasuk says, Belibi Tzofanti Imrosecho. David HaMelech says, I have hidden Hashem's words in my heart. So we see that the heart is an Indian of tzofun, hidden. So Yosef HaTzadik is a concept of a heart. Ukishaboyer ho'ishabalev. Rabbeinu Zal says when the fire that's within the heart burns, hava oikid kol gufo, it has the power to chas v'shalom burn up the body. Val yedei shehachamisho kanfei reyo noim v'nodim, through the process where the lungs are not stationary. The question is, why did Hashem make it this way, that the lungs have to contract and open up? They keep, those who learned biology, you remember the respiratory system, the lungs, the sac keeps opening and closing. Why? Rabbeinu Zal says, Al yedei shehachamisho kanfei reyo noim v'nodim, through the process where the lungs pace, they go back and forth, they open and close, that's a type of pacing. Menashri alibo, they rest on the heart. Umeshakchim hachamimu shebelev, they cool off the heat of the heart. Lekach nemar b'Yaakov, that's why it says about Yaakov Avinu, b'keish. The Medrash says about Yaakov Avinu, it says v'yeshev Yaakov be'eretz megurei oviv. So the Medrash says, Bikesh Yaakov leishev b'shalva. Yaakov Avinu was about to settle down finally and rest a little bit. And what's the next thing that the Chumash tells us? The whole incident with Yesav HaTzadik. That he brought Yesav HaTzadik a Ksein Espasin, the brothers got jealous, and it was the end of the world. Which says, Bikesh Yaakov, Hainu Horeyo, Yaakov, who is the lungs, wanted Leishev B'Shalvo, to live in peace, Kofatz Olov Rugzoi Shal Yosef. So the Medrash says right away the anger, the heat of Yosef HaTzadik started blasting him. In other words, the incident with the explosion with Yosef HaTzadik started getting him. Hainu hachamimus shebelev. Yosef HaTzadik symbolizes the fire of the heart. Tzofnas paneach, belibi tzofanti. Nimtz, period. So what do we see from here? Nimtzo, we see from here. Shal yedema sheodom. Shehu bechinas Taira. This that a person, in other words, we said that the lungs are an inyan of Taira. Now Rabbi Nazar says that the whole body is an inyan of Taira. Odom is an inyan of Taira. Kemoi shepasuk, as the pasuk says in Chumash Bamidbar, Zois haTaira Odom. And the Medrash learns out from there that the human being is, in a sense, a sacred Taira. Torah learns from there that a human being is a Torah, just like the Torah has in its 613 mitzvahs. The human body is made up of 613 parts. So Rav Enazal says, Al yidei, shal yidei ma she odom, shehu bechinas Torah, kama yishikosav zois ha Torah odom. No venod, through this that a human being paces, afilu betoich beisoi, even just within his home, yochei l'shakech es hoesh. That has the power to cool off the fire. Shehu bechinas dinin. Eish is an inyan of din. What do we always say? The milui of Hashem's name Elikim is bigimatria eish. So eish stands for din. So pacing has the power to cool off the eish. The yochel lahachayos meisim sheyihi yuchayim. And the power of pacing has the power, literally it's so powerful it could bring about tchias hameisim. And we could apply from Leo, from other people, or who saw the way Rabbi Zal had his spider this in his house, usually was pacing. He would walk back and forth. Rabbi Nazal is showing here a side that's related to just pacing. Generally, it's brought by Rabbi Nazal. It's brought in a different turn of the Gemara. Rabbi Nazal once said that whenever a person has a thought of tshuva, a feeling of being aroused to Hashem, he shouldn't leave the spot, because sometimes if he leaves the spot, that could stop the flow of fire that's in him. He should stay in that spot and do some type of mitzvah, or say a tefillah or something. And with that, he's taking advantage of that feeling that he has for Hashem. So the Talmidim write that they saw by Rabbi Nazal many times that he would be walking in the house. Suddenly he would stop in his place and he would start saying over Divrei Torah, and he wouldn't leave that place until he finished what he was saying. So they saw that he was giving a chashivus to the place. In other words, wherever he got the thought of Torah, he would stand right in that place and say it. But we see also mentioned there the fact that Rabbi Nazal many times would pace in his house. He would walk back and forth. Rabbi Nazal in this Torah is explaining a seid behind when a tzaddik emes paces, bechlal. He gives the example of Elisha Novi, that when it came to performing the miracle of Tchias HaMeisim, there was a pacing involved. Why? Because we see that the whole concept of Chias within a person is based on a concept of pacing. The pacing of the lung. The lung constantly expanding, going out and going in. That's a type of pacing. Going back and forth, back and forth. And this would definitely apply to every single person if and when possible. In other words, this goes purely on a person's feeling. One person enjoys having his spaydidus. The best way for him to have his spaydidus is in his bed. About that we know it's brought by Dovid HaMelech Bidimosi Arsiamse. He said he soaked his bed with tears. Rabbi Nazal says clearly that Dovid HaMelech had his spaydidus in his bed. Another person prefers sitting down. He can't do it laying down, he can't do it standing. Another person prefers standing up. Another person has to walk around. Another person can only walk in his house, not outside. Another person can only walk outside, not in his house. You should know some of the seidos that are involved when a person paces. And if a person paces while having his spaydidus, there's no question at all that at that moment he's a bechina of a tzaddik. He has the power to perform tchias hameisim. On whom? On himself. The main mess to bring back to life is yourself. A person who's zeichem, to walk, to pace, and to have this kava again. What's the purpose of what we're learning here? Lamaisa said when you do these items, you should think a little bit of what you're doing. You should understand the depth that's involved in what you're doing. Hashem, I just learned here that Rabbeinu Zal says that by a person being Nov and Nod, he can perform Tchiyas HaMeisim. And Rabbeinu Zal says in a different place that the holiest avoda that a person could do that could turn him is his Hispoidedus. If I combine these two Torahs, I have dynamite. Halavai, we should be zeichet to follow these etzos bepshitas of etmimus and to reap the benefits of what Rabbeinu Zal describes here.
It looks very clear how Rabbeinu Zal is describing how
it's the tzaddik, heart,
right? And how is it clearly? Where's
okay,
the one on
just
them?
A second.
It looks like it's going
up. Yosef is the heart. Why? Because Yosef is called Tzofnas Paneach, and by the heart it says Belibi Tzofanti, that the main place
so
for him, we know that the purpose of the lungs is to cool off the fire of the heart.
Right.
We see by Yaakov Avinu, it says Yaakov Avinu was about to rest, suddenly the fire, the reges means kas, fire, esh, the esh of Yosef started rousing itself, and Yaakov had to get involved. The wording in the Medrash is Bikesh Yaakov Leishev B'Shalva. He wanted to rest and take it easy. Suddenly, the incident with Yosef HaTzadik started, and back to war. Yaakov Avinu had to get involved again.
So we, the whole incident with the brothers?
Of course, 100%. So we see that Yaakov's mission is to cool off the rigors of Yosef.
Yeah, we see that that's his mission, but yet it's like it switches it around. And first, we're saying that the purpose of the Reya is to cool down the fire of the heart.
100%.
Here we're saying, though, that the Reya existed, you know, it was calmly, whatever. Then the fire of the heart started, but yet the incident, it wasn't like he cooled it off. I mean, there was a whole big.
Yeah, but he did. He was the one who was held responsible, number one, because the Gemara says from there we learn out that a parent should never, chas v'shalom, show any favoritism to one child over the other. And he was the one who had to be mispalel, that this kina and sinner should come to an end. He was the Reish Bayis, the Tzaddik Emes at the time. He was the one who was responsible to clean up the whole thing.
You said that as far as through pacing person can be Mechaimesim, and we learned that from Elisha
Navi.
What's the, that's an indication that it was done there, but what's the connection actually, as it explained, between the pacing and the Tchiyas HaMeisim?
100%. Tchiyo, Chiyus, you have a dead person, you want to bring him back to life. What is life? In the human body, what is life? Life is the lungs. If not for the lungs, there is an organ in the body that's a murderer. There's a heart that's a murderer. That's fire that could burn up the whole body. Hashem provided the body with lungs. And how do the lungs provide chiyus? Through the procedure of being nov and nod, opening and closing. So just like within a living person, how is the chiyus maintained? Through nov and nod, so too by a mess. In order to inject chiyus into him, chiyus involves a process of nov and nod. That's the say that Rabbeinu Zal is being megala here.
First of all, does this show that this is the best way to answer? Do I say if you have a preference?
Definitely
just
not.
It's a slight about this way of doing
100%.
It.
100%. And I want to make that very clear. Again, I'm talking on my own. I didn't necessarily. Although I did hear it from Rabbi Zal. Rabbi Zal mentioned in Shiurim that although Rabbeinu Zal says at night is the main time for his Spiritus, the fact is Kolcha, each person according to his preference. And I'll show you a clear case of perfect contradiction. Rabbi Zal seemed in Shiurim to favor very much his Beididus at night. Rabbi Yochayim generally, for all people, those who get up in the middle of the night and those who get up in the morning, always emphasize his Beididus being the first Avodah of the day. You get up in the morning, you're about to do 50 million things. If you do any of them, you daven Shacharis without having had his Beididus first, your Shacharis is monkey. It's without brains. You don't know how to daven. If you start with his spite of this, Hashem, I'm nothing. I'm nobody. I see in front of me 24 hours now, and I know I could use these 24 hours to put myself into the Sha'ol Tachti is Chas V'Shalom, single-handedly by myself, or I could use these 24 hours to climb to heights that I never conceived of. But I know that I'm a moron. I have no knowledge at all. Therefore, I'm giving myself over completely into your hands. Please guide me. please accept responsibility for everything I do today and guide me. I should be zeichet to be successful today in giving you nachas. When you start off like that, then you go into the day, then whatever happens, you feel comfortable that at least you gave Hashem the opening to guide you. In other words, to force your hand. You told him that you're putting yourself in his responsibility. This is what Rabbi Yochanan emphasized. Although we had a Torah before where Rabbi Elazar said the main time for a spider, this is only at night, because that's when the world is quiet. There aren't waves in the air. And Rabbi Elazar says in another place that one of the best places for a spider, this is out in the fields. Here he's saying, no venot besech besai. The answer is that all of these are great. And Rabbi Elazar's megala the side in each one. That each one has its seudos.
Whatever you feel best.
That's what you do, period. Whether in your bed, you have David HaMelech to rely on. In the field, you have Yitzchak Avinu. Vayetze Yitzchak Lasu HaPasodem. In a house, Elisha HaNovi. You have everything.
And you said the whole thing that you get out is the pacing is Tchias Amesim.
Right.
What does that apply to us? So Tchias, who you, I mean, let's say...
Yourself.
Literally. That type of Tchias Amesim.
Yeah, that type of Tchias Amesim, which is the most important one. Unless you know any dead people you want to bring. I'm saying seriously. That's the most important chiyas amesim that exists. If a person is honest with himself, he realizes that compared to how awake he could be, he's b'chinas meis chas v'shalom. Halavai, we should be zeichet to be alive, to be mekusha, to the Eitz HaChaim, like we said on Shabbos. Okay. Teret Tzadik Gimel. Rabbi Nizal says, Baruch Hashem, business properly, in a trustworthy manner, and with emuna, that he's not, it's not kaychi vaitzem yodi chas v'shalom, it's Hashem who's giving me all the parnasa, mekayim mitzvah says, the root for all the other mitzvah sasei, the whole Torah, the 248 mitzvah sasei, kemay shekosuz betikunim tikkun chav, as is brought in the Tikkun Zayar, al posik va'asei li matamim, kasher ohavti. Yitzchak Avinu told Esav HaRosha, go out and hunt for me, and prepare for me a dish, matamim, sweet dish like, kasher ohavti, as I like. In other words, you know what I like, prepare for me what I like. And the Tikkun Zayar says, kasher ohavti, that's mi pikudin da'asei. He meant for him, prepare for me mitzvahis asei. Ahavo is an Indian of mitzvahs asei. Yira is an Indian of lois asei. He said, kasher ohavti, that refers to mitzvahis asei. And Rabbi Nizal says, therefore, v'ketzad mekayimin mitzvahs vo ahavto. Okay, so he told him, go out and do mitzvahis asei. How is a person zeichet mipiku? He told him kasher ohavti. How do you do kasher ohavti? Which mitzvah is there that brings out ahava for Hashem? You have to es Hashem alekecha. The isa b'gemara, it's brought in the Gemara Yuma. Al posad v'yohavto. The Gemara darshins shetire sheyisyahev shem shamayim al yodcha. That a person should see to it that Hashem should be loved through that person. People should look at that person, and by his deeds, people should come to love Hashem. And the Gemara asks Ketzad, how? The Gemara says, Odom koro v'shono v'shimesh talmidei chachamim. If a person is zeichet to learn chumish, and Shono is to learn Gemara, and the Iker, v'shimesh talmidei chachamim, is zeichet to be meshamesh talmidei chachamim, to watch them closely to see how they act, v'iskoi b'nachas im habriyos, and he conducts himself in a peaceful, pleasant manner with people. Umaso'oi umatonoi be'amuno. And he conducts business dealings properly. Ma habriyos aimrim. What do people say about such a person? Ashrei mi shalom dei Torah. The Gemara says people say, ashrei to the person who taught, ashrei to the Rebbe of this person, that is zeichet to see such nachas, to see a Talmud who turned out so well. Nimtzo. So what comes out of this? So what comes out of this is that people love Hashem more. They see that this is a religious person. Wow, his Hashem is great. His religion is great. If his religion teaches him to conduct business in this manner and everything to be so pleasant, his religion is great. And by doing that, the person is zeichet to be mekayim the mitzvah of yohavto as Hashem alekecha, which is the sheirish for all mitzvahs asay of the Torah. How do we know it? By Yitzchak Avinu. He said, "Vaseil matam kasher ohavti," and the Tikkun Zera says that refers ohavti is the kolel of all the mitzvahs asay. Now Rabbeinu Zal says, Gam b'maso matn b'emuna, another item that's accomplished through doing maso matn b'emuna is bo l'madrego shelamala me'asman. Person is zecher to get to a level which is lamala me'asman. How? Kedeisa b'gamora b'maskona. The Gemara over there in Yuma continues to say, to discuss this topic, and the Gemara finishes off by saying, v'olov hakosu v'ymer, it's about such a person that the Torah says, Yisrael asher b'cho espo'er, that you are the Jews in which Hashem takes tremendous pride, a beauty. V'Yisrael, note it uses the word Yisrael in reference to this. Rabbeinu Zal says, V'Yisrael hu b'machshovo. The term Yisrael refers to machshovo. K'maymar chachomeinu Zal, as the Gemara says, Yisrael ola b'machshovo tchilo. That Hashem's first thought when he created the world, before he created the world, what was his purpose for creating the world? Bereishis, bishvil reishis. Bishvil Yisrael shenikra reishis. That the first, our original thought when Hashem created the world was for the sake of Yisrael. So we see that Yisrael is an inyan of machshava, an inyan of the Rosh. U'machshava hu lamala me'azman. We know that machshava is something that's lamala me'azman. Why? Zman is which spirois?
Malchus.
Zman is which spirois, plural? Zerampim. How did we once prove that? That was Malchus. That was to show it's Malchus.
The days of the year.
How did we once prove that Zman is Zeranpin? Zman is Bigimatria. Zman is Bigimatria. Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, which is Malchus, plus Kael, which is Chesed. Showing that Zman is the Kael of Zeranpin. Kael to Aleph Dalet Nun Yud. A while ago. I don't remember how recently. Zeranpin means the seven spheres of Chesed, Gvura, Tiferes, Netzach, Chayud, Yisod, Malchus. That's another name for them. Exactly. So we see that Zman is the Zayin Tachtainim, of which the Iker Kailil is Malchus. In other words, within the seven low ones, which one is Zman? Malchus. No question about it. Tatrav, Chalokim, everything. But the seven lower ones are Zman, whereas Machshava is the three upper ones. So we see that Machshava is Lamala Me'azman, right? So Rabbeinu Zal says, if it says about this person, Yisrael Asher Becho Espor, which means such a person is Zeichet to the Madrega of Yisrael, which is Lamala Me'azman, which is Machshava, which is Lamala Me'azman. What's another word for Machshava? The Roish, the head, right? The Mefarshim bring that the word Yisrael is actually two words, Li, Roish. To me is a head. I have a head. The Am Yisrael have a head, have Seichel, whereas the other ones lack Seichel. In other words, Li, Roish, that's one of the interpretations of the word Yisrael. Rabbi Zal once mentioned at the Sifrei Kabbalah bring, what's Pshat, Li, Roish, that I am, to me, is the Roish, meaning, if you take the Midas of Hashem, the ten spheres, which are Keser, Chochma, Bina, Gedula, Gevura, Tiferes, Netzach, Chayud, Yesod, Malchus, the Roshei Tevois are exactly Bigimatria Yisrael. That's what's meant by Li Roish. I am the Roish. I am the Roshei Tevois of Hashem Kaviyochel, of Hashem himself. I am the Reish of Hashem in a sense. This is what symbolizes Hashem, these ten Midos, or how we refer to Hashem. The crown of these ten Midos is Yisrael. That's Pshat Yisrael Olo B'machshavo Tchilo, that you take each word, let's say the word Keser. What's the Reish of Keser? The Chaf. What's the Reish of Chachma? That's what it is. That's Bigimatria, the word Yisrael, exactly. So we see that Yisrael is an inyan of Machshava, an inyan of the Roish.
Is that again?
That the Roshei Tevois of the ten spheres are Bigimatria, exactly the word Yisrael. Why? We see a remez to this in the fact that the word Yisrael is made up of two words, Li, Roish. To me is the Roish. I am the Roish, meaning in a sense. The Roish of what? When Hashem created the world, was Bnei Yisrael to create. Now note how this ties in with what we said on Shabbos. How is the world created? We said the concept that a creation of the world was for the 10 spheroids. Therefore, there was Asorah Mamoros involved. Therefore, there was Aseres Hadibros. All of that. But what's the Reish of everything? The 10 spheroids, of which the Reish is Yisrael. And here, the word, you don't use the word Chesed, you use Gedula, which is synonymous with Chesed. L'cho Hashem ha-Gedula v'ha-Gvura v'ha-Teferes. So it's Keser, Chochma, Bina, Kaf, Ches, Beis. Keser, Chochma, Bina, Gedula, Gvura, you know, Teferes. That's Achayis and Malchus. You'll add it up, it's exactly Bigamatri Yisrael. Anybody add it up?
The Rashi Tevis just?
The Rashi Tevis. And that's Pshatli Rosh. I am the Rosh. I'm the head. Rosh, that's the word that's used. Rosh Tevis. The Rosh.
97,
103, 141. Exactly. When Yisrael is 541. Okay. So now. Okay. That's Yisrael Olo Bimach. So if it says about this person who does Masa Matan Bemuna that he is Yisroel Asher B'chol Espoir, we see that this concept of doing Masa Matan Bemuna is a concept of Lamala Me'azman. Zman is the seven lowest spheres. This is the Reish. This is the Reish. Now Rabbi Nizal says, V'gam al yidei Masa Matan Bemuna yochel lehispalel b'seichel tzach. If a person is zeichet to do Masa Matan Bemuna, this enables him to daven with a pure seichel. Ki tefila hi gam kein lamala miyazman. The whole concept of tefila is a concept which is lamala miyazman. Ki hu davar ha'oimed berumay shalaylam. The wording that's used in the Gemara is that it's davar ha'oimed berumay shalaylam. Rum shalaylam means above the world. The world is symbolized by the seven lower spheroids, 7 days of the week, 7 years in a Shemitah. Tefila is berum shalaylam, above the world. Tefila is also a concept of lamala miyazman. V'gam machmas shebo li'ahavo, because we said before that through maso matan b'emuna a person accomplishes the mitzvah v'yohavto es Hashem alikecho, that shem shomayim is mesahev al yodoi mikoyach ze bo legadlus hamoichin. This is what brings the person to gadlus hamoichin. Gadlus hamoichin, because if you recall, we mentioned in a previous Torah misitra di'amina Meicha Chivra Ki Kaspo, that on the right side, on the side of Ahava, the Moyach is white like silver, meaning that that's the real Moyach, that's the real good Sechel. So Rabbein Ezal says, because Masu Matan B'Emuna brings you to Ahava, it brings you to Gadlus HaMoichin, V'yochel Hispalel B'Sechel Tzach, which enables you to daven. If you have Moichin the Gadlus, it means you daven well, because the Iker Tefillah is totally in the Kavona. Better. The Iker item that the mind is used for is for tefillah. And here we see again that the tachlis of Torah is tefillah. What's the purpose for davening? The purpose for davening is to be zeicha. What's the purpose for learning? To be able to prepare your mind, to clean your mind, to make your mind pure, to be able to know how to daven to Hashem. The ikar avodah is tefillah. Okay, Baruch Hashem. Next. Go ahead.
And then we said that's
Ma'at's Bigamatria,
not plus
1. Is Bigamatria? Oh, you're right. Well, hold on, how much is 65 and 31? It's not right. Huh? It's 96, which is not Zman. Exactly, the one that is correct is Ma'bon, which is Zeran, and that's the one that Rabbi Zal said. I thought it sounded strange at the time, and I wasn't sure. That's correct. Do you remember where you have it written down?
That was the time when you said about everything has a Zman and a Mokon. Everything has takes up.
You're sure that that's not in Sipurim Isis when we're talking about the story of seven betlers, and when we're talking about one which was Lamal Me'azman, in other words, one of the seven was Lamal Me'azman, one was Lamal Me'amokon. Remember, I gave that whole thing about Etzba, that whole thing could be very mentioned. But Zman is definitely, in other words, I recall the Shia that Rabbi Zon gave, that Zman is Begimatria more. Bon, which is Zeranpin. Don't forget, Ov Sog corresponds to Yud and K, which is Chochman and Bina. Mo Bon is Chesed through Yisoid, and Bon is Malchus. Mo Bon is exactly Begimatria Zman. That's what Yerushalayim says. Is zero. Take that out completely. It's a mistake.
You said that
Kiyon Alpha
only about
Shabbat.
Yeah, but you said that Shabbat only about Shabbat.
completely, because we once mentioned that the Arizal says that when we say the Kiddush, when you say the words Yoyim Hashishi Vayechulu Hashemayim, you're supposed to be very careful. Hashishi Vayechulu Hashemayim is the name of Hashem. We start off with Yud Kei Vav Kei. The Arizal says, note interestingly, that in the Seifei Teivos of Yoyim Hashishi Vayechulu Hashemayim, the last letters are Begimatria, Kael plus Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, showing that Shabbos, which is the Malchus, the seventh day, is Kaelil from Chesed to Malchus, period. And I once mentioned that the Arizal shows an interesting hint to that. What's the hint to that? The fact that you have the words, the Iker, the one of the highlights of Shabbos is the Ner, the main bracha, that the only bracha that we really make for Shabbos special is Lahadlik Ner Shabbos. Ner Shabbos. What is Ner Shabbos? The Arizal says the word Ner, to show you how Shabbos is the Kelel of Zeran Ben Chesed through Malchus, the word Ner is Begimat. We just said that Malchus is Kel through Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, Chesed through Malchus, right? The Milui of the word Kel is Begimatria 185. Aleph Lamed Pei is 111. Lamed Mem Dalet is 74. 111 and 74 is 185. Plus Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, which is 65, is 250. Is Begimatria Ner. Ner is Kael Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, the Milui of this, the Poshut of this. Shabbos is just the opposite. Shabbos is the regular of Kael. Kael is 31. The Milui of Aleph Dalet Nun Yud is Begimatria, the word Tara'o, Tof Reish Ayin Aleph, which means gate. The Malchus, Zeh Hashar Lashem, is the Malchus. Tof Reish Ayin Aleph is 671. 671 and 31. 702 is Begimatria Shabbos. Ner Shabbos, the Arizal says, is Kael Aleph Dalet Nun Yud. Both ways. You have it both ways. The Milui of this, the Poshet of this, is Ner. 671
is what?
671 is the Milui of Aleph Dalet Nun Yud. Aleph is spelled Aleph Lamed Pei. Lamed. Aleph Dalet, Dalet Lamed Tov. Nun Vav Nun, Yud Yud Vav Dalet, is exactly Begimatria 671, which, by the way, means the word Taro, which means gate. The Yizayahu HaKadosh says that the Malchus is the gate. You want to enter into Kedusha, you must enter via the Malchus.
702.
So 671 plus 31, Kael, is exactly Begimatria Shabbos. So we see that Shabbos is the Kolel of the whole Zeranpin, the Kolel of the 7 days of the week. Why? Because it's in the middle. The week starts, you have Wednesday, Thursday, Friday leaning towards Shabbos, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday receiving from Shabbos. Shabbos is the Ne'er Ho'emtzoi, which is Kolel all of them. Just like Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai was the Ne'er Ho'emtzoi, who had six Talmidim who all drew for him. They said about him, unto Shabbos the Kol Yomi. You're like the Shabbos, you're in the middle, and you're Mashpia to both sides. Just like when Hashem created the sun, whose mission it was to act as a lantern, to shine to the whole world, what day was the sun created? Not on the first day of creation, not on the second day. The sun had to be created on the fourth day of creation, just like the Shabbos. Shabbos is an onion of Oyer. Shabbos is light. Iker Ner Shabbos we're talking about. Oyer always has to be centered. You put a lamp over there it's dark. You put a lamp anywhere other than in the middle of a room, it's not mashpia to the whole room. The real Oyer is the Oyer that's centered, the Derech HaEmtzoi, like the Rambam calls it, and as Rabbein Azal said, that was what made him more successful than all the other tzaddikim, because he was the one who understood best that this world is a Gesher Tzar, and you have to know how to be able to walk right up the middle. Not to be too much of a kanoi, an anti-Zionist, anti-this, and not to be too much the other way. To be able to dance right up the middle. Not to be too strict, not to be too lenient. To know when and what. The Rambam is the one who emphasizes Derech HaEmtzoi, 100%.
May I ask a question? What you said before, about Tefillah being connected with the Rosh. I didn't really understand the statement, but I didn't understand it also in light of what it says in the Gemara. It says, "Ezad Rodesh Abalei Zut Tefila."
Right.
So, could you maybe try to clarify a little
bit? It's two different. It's both are emes. In other words, the Gemara brings in one place that the ikar of Tefila is Kavonas Halev. But in many other places, in Shulchan Aruch and other places, it stresses to be Mekasha V'machshova. So, because factually, what sphera is the lev? Ulbo halev mavin. Ulavavoi yovin. the lev and the moyach are together. The moyach is chachma, the lev is bina. So in a sense, here they're being used interchangeably. They're being used, both mean machshava. The lev means machshava in that case, and the moyach means machshava.
So would you think that you need a combination of the two?
100%. You need 100%. Because when we talk about seichel, it's a combination of moyach and lev. And that's why the Gemara's conflict. One place the Gemara stresses, you know, using your... the Shulchan Aruch says to daven loud. Why? Because ha'kol mo'er ha'kavona. The kavona, the brain. And yet we say Zeh Avodah Shebelev. So it means both together. The mind, the heart, together with the mouth. That's the great combination. Those three. Okay. What time is Shkia?
8:08.
Which means we won't start Mincha. Everybody listen. Very interesting. Teret Tzadik Dalet. Rabbeinu Zal bases this on the Pesuk in Tehillim, Zochar Chasdoi Vemonosei Leveis Yisrael. Hashem remembered his chesed and his trust for Bnei Yisrael. And Ro'o Kol Afsei Oretz Eis Yeshua Salikenu. All the ends of the world got to see the Yeshua of Hashem. Period. Rabbeinu Zal says, Ho Inyan Hu Kach. Note the different ways, it's so interesting, the variety in the way Rabbeinu Zal starts off the Torah. One plays Da, one Cho'in Hukach. The main purpose of the creation of all the worlds was only for the sake of Bnei Israel. Dechsiv, because we find the Pasuk says, Lechvoidi, Berosiv, Yetzartiv, Af Asisiv. That Bria, Yetzira, and Asiya were all done Lechvoidi, for the Kavod of Hashem. Dahainu, Bria, Yetzira, Asiya, Loinivru Ela Lechvoidi. The three worlds Atzilus we generally at times refer to as Hashem himself, Kaviyochel. So the three worlds which we talk about, which are Bria, Yetzira, and Asiya, were created for the Kavod of Hashem. Uchevoidi Hain should make a basemik. Vidorsh Razal and the Shiva Kodesh says Bisaychoi Loinemar Elo Bisaycham. It doesn't say I will rest in it, in the Besamikdosh, it says I will rest among them. Malamed, we learn out from here, Shehakodesh Baruch Hu, Mashre Shechinosai, V'seich Kol Echad MiYisrael, that Hashem places the Shechino within the heart of each and every member of Bnei Israel. Nimtzo, which means that Kol Echad MiYisrael Nikro Levush. It means that each Jew, in a sense, is a Levush for Hashem. If Hashem is inside of you, then you're a cloak to Hashem. Ulevush Nikro Kovoid. We know that the Levush is always called Kavoid, ki Rabbi Yochanan kori leilamanei mechabdusa. Rabbi Yochanan referred to his clothing as his Kavoid. So therefore, if it says that the worlds were created lichvoidi, and if Hashem resides within the Jews, it means each Jew is a Levush to Hashem, it means each Jew is Kavoid. Each Jew is Kavoid. When it says lichvoidi, that I did all of this lichvoidi, it means I did it for the Am Yisrael. They are the Kavoid of Hashem. They are the Levush of Hashem. Nimtza, we see from here that Kol Ha'olam Ha'Yisleinivru Ela B'Shvil Yisrael, that the worlds were all created for the sake of Bnei Yisrael, Kedei L'Hashpia Lohem Rav Tuv, in order for Hashem to be able to be Mashpia to Bnei Yisrael, a lot of good. And when the Jews are not capable of receiving all of his good from Hashem because of their sins, chas v'shalom, yesh lo tzar, Hashem suffers from this. Shenemar, as the pasuk says in Yeshaya, b'chol tzarosom lo tzar, that whenever the Jews are in tzar, kaviyachol, Hashem suffers from it. Because Hashem, it's like a mother who's nursing, who has milk to give, the child doesn't take, the mother suffers. Rabbeinu Zal says, "Ach, however, machmas behirus oyer hachesed, because of the brightness. Beautiful. I was looking for a good word. Because of the brightness of the light of chesed, iefsher lekabel kemois shehu. It would be inconceivable for a Jew to be able to receive the light of chesed as it is. It's too bright." Therefore, v'tzorich letzimtzum hakodesh, there must be a holy type of constriction. Not a tzimtzum, the wrong kind of tzimtzum, chas v'shalom, a bit. We're talking about a beneficial tzimtzum here. Hainu kisheroitzel hashpia rav tuv, rav toiv, tzorich lekabe, tzorich ledaber, yihye kach. Whenever Hashem wants to be mashpia goodness, Hashem must say, let such and such happen. Yihye kach. Let it be in this manner. As we find the pasuk says in Tehillim, Bidvar Hashem Shamayim Nasu, that the whole Bria was through Dibur, Asoro Ma'amorois. And Rabbi Nozal says, V'ho Oisiois Heim Tzimtzumim. Dibur is a form of Tzimtzum. Each letter within a word is a Tzimtzum, meaning Ad Kan Ois Aleph, Ad Kan Ois Tov. A letter means it's something that takes on form already. It's not just plain light, it's something that's restricted, it's confined. It takes on a specific form, a specific tzimtzum, a constriction. It's not just plain light that has no shape or form to it. This does have shape or form to it. Rabbeinu, are we in Golus? But the deeper went into Golus also. Bagoyim, among the Goyim, in Golus, es Kevoidoi, Kevoidoi, we said, was the Jews of the Kavod of Hashem. Not only is the Kavod in Golus, not only are the Jews in Golus, but the Sapru is also Bagoyim. The Sapru went Bagoyim, the Dibur went into Golus also. Vahenu hadibur im Yisrael begolus. The dibur is together with the Jews in Golus. Lekach nemar, and that's why the pasuk says in Yeshaya, v'niglo kevoid Hashem, that when there'll come a time when the kevoid of Hashem will be revealed, meaning now it's confined, it's hidden in Golus, there'll come a time when it'll be revealed. The Jews will be taken out of the choshech of Golus. V'ro kol bosor yachtov ki pi Hashem diber, and that. Oz hadibur gamkein kaviyochol yiyem Hashem isporach. When the Jews will be taken out of Golus, that's when the dibur will be returned to Hashem. It'll be taken out of the possession of the goyim and returned to Hashem. Vom Razal and the Gemara says in Sanhedrin Nachayev kol adam loymar b'shvili nivro ha'olam, that each and every Jew is mechuyev to say that the whole world was created for me. V'chayev l'saknoi, and each and every Jew is responsible, meaning it was created for me. I'm the one who's responsible to see to it that the world should be mesukon, it should be normal. Umahu hatikin, what is the tikkun for the world? How does a person go about being mesak in the world? Rabbi Nizal says, Hoinyin hukach, sheyire sheyale kol hanitzutzois shebechol dovor. A person is responsible to see to it, to elevate all the sparks of Kedusha that are found within every item, within a table, within a chair, within a wall, within everything. V'ho'isiois nasim diburim. These nitzutzois, sorry, I must have skipped something. Right. Tzorech sheyiresh yala kol hanitzutzois shebechol dovor. V'hanitzutzois heim oisiois. When we say sparks of Kedusha, what are we actually talking about? We're talking about letters of Kedusha. Bidvar Hashem Shamayim Nasu. What happened when there was Shvira Sakelim? This Dvar got jumbled up, got messed up, and the letters went into, became Mitzumtzum, hidden in every single item within creation. Every single item within creation has in it these letters of the Dvar Hashem that was used originally to create that got hidden, that got concealed. Rabbi Nizal says, the Nitzutzais are Oisiais, Nimtzo, Ma'ale Oisiais. That when we say to be Ma'ale Nitzutzais, what we're actually talking about is to be Ma'ale Oisiais, to elevate the Oisiais that are in everything. V'ho Oisiais Nasim Diburim. And from these Oisiais that are elevated, they become formed into Diburim. V'alyedei HaDibur Nishba Rav Tuv L'Yisrael. We just said before that when there's Dibur, when Hashem has Dibur, that's how is capable of being Mashpia Rav Tuv to Bnei Israel. It must go via the medium of Dibur, we said, that Hashem must say, Yihyeh Kach. You know, it's that matter. Rabbi Nizal says, Ach, Keitzad Yecholen L'Ha'olais Nitzutzais L'Hashem Yisporach. How do you do this? How do you elevate the Nitzutzais to get them to go up to Hashem? Ho'etzo Hu Kach. The advice is as follows. Kisheyistakel bedovor ma, when a person looks at any item, studies any item, taketh yamin bemuna shlema, the person should immediately believe bemuna shlema, sheyesh bedovor hazeh oisiois kanitzutzois, that every single item in the world, whether it be a table, whether it be a fruit, it has in it nitzutzois, meaning oisiois of kedusha, umen hoemuno hazeh naase zayin. And through this emuna is created the letter Zayin. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, v'chol ma'asehu bo emuna. that all of Hashem's actions were with Emunah. We see that Emunah is an inyan of v'chol ma'aseihu. V'ho asiyo hi sheishes yimei hachoyo. The word ma'aseihu refers to 6 days sheishes yimei hamaise. V'ho emunah hi hashviyis. The emunah is the seventh day. The sheishes yimei ma'ase, the emunah is the Shabbos. The ikar emunah in Hashem is one who keeps the Shabbos. So we see that emunah is an inyan of the number seven, the letter Zion. Once a person has the emunah, he has to attach to the emunah, which is the letter Zion, he has to attach to it chachmah. As the pasuk says, da es elokei avicha, know the Hashem of your fathers. Of your fathers always refers to, Rabbeinu Zal says, velokei avicha yibachinas emunah. Whenever Hashem is called elokei avicha, that symbolizes a concept of emunah. Why? Kemoi ma'isavoseim biyodeim. As the Gemara says in Chulin, whenever the Gemara wants to talk about the Jews having faith in Hashem, resorting to tefillah, the Gemara uses the term ma'isavoseim biyodeim. They follow the path of their forefathers. Elokei avicha. She'onu ma'aminim bo yisborach shehu elokei avoseinu. We believe that Hashem is the Hashem of our forefathers. Shezehu ho'ikar. That's the main thing. So Elokei Avicha refers to a concept of emunah. Emunah alone is not enough. You must have da Elokei Avicha. You must attach seichel to the emunah. V'da hi hachochma v'haseichel. Da is a concept of chochma and seichel. V'hachochma hu yud. Chochma is always symbolized by the letter yud. K'may shepirish Rashi, as Rashi says in Chumash, Oz Yoshir. Rashi Kodesh says, Shor lo nemar. It doesn't say Oz Shor Moshe, past tense, Elo Yoshir. It says Yoshir. And Rashi Kodesh says, Yud al shem hamachshova nemra. Yud refers to machshova. Ume hayud vahazayin hanal naase ayin. From the yud, which refers to chochma, from the zayin, which refers to emunah, is created 70. Yud. Ki Zayin pa'omim yud bigematria ayin. So you have to look at every item to see the nitzutzes and believe that there's nitzutzes of kiddush in there. Your histaklus must have in it a combination of emunah and chochmah, as Rabbeinu Zal is about to explain. We'll leave it here for now because I want to make shkia. But we see that the histaklus must have emunah and chochmah. The concept of da is elokei avicha. Elokei avicha refers to a concept of emunah. We're always called ma'aminim, b'nei ma'aminim. That avicha is always a symbol of emunah, and da is an inyan of chochmah.
Isn't the Zion shaped like is the letter Zion with the yud attached?
The letter, I was thinking about that. The letter Zion, though, comes down
doesn't,
straight.
Doesn't
Ayin has that piece added on over here. Yeah. I thought about that because, like, by when Rabbeinu Zal brings in the first Torah about the nun and the ches, chain, through which is created a chakik and reshima, the maforishim in the back brain, you'll note that you put, which is the letter tough, nachas, Rabbeinu, the maforishim bring, take a ches, put a nun on the side of it, and you have the letter tough. But here it doesn't seem to apply. It's simply the fact that Zion, Pam and Yud, is Zion.